Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Aidan Turner on Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is the 18th of June already, and I am Joanne, your host. Thanks so much for coming back again. 347-945-5423 is the number here. Make sure you call guests in the chat room. Please go register with Blog Talk Radio so you're able to participate in the chat. Little calendar reminder, tomorrow, actor, comedian Paul Ryan will be with me, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Monday, One Tree Hill star Joe Manganiello will be with me also at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Stay tuned for updates at stardishradio.com. Very excited, long time waiting for this gentleman to come back on this show. A year-long stint as the psychotic Richie Novak on All My Children won him the attention of the industry, but it is his second major role, that of a spoiled rich kid, Billy Abbott, on The Young and the Restless, that is proving to be the star maker. Armed with dreamy looks of a matinee idol and the devilish grin of through-and-through bad boy, he might just be the most charmingly irresistible rogue since Anthony Geary. And he is quite obviously having the time of his life guiding Billy Abbott through all of his various romantic entanglements and setting the daytime world ablaze while he's at it. And he has come by the show tonight to talk about his thrilling journey from Pine Valley to Genoa City. So please give a warm Stardish Radio welcome to the amazing Billy Miller.
Huh.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited that you're back. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. We're going to get in trouble tonight.
If you want to. It's up to you. You want to make some trouble, we can make some trouble.
Perfect. John Driscoll just looked at me and asked me, you talking to me? No, it's not your turn.
You know what? I heard that yesterday on Buzzworthy Radio that John Driscoll is your roommate. That's awesome. I've never had him on the show, but tell him everyone in the chat room says hey.
I'm sorry? Tell him who? What did you say?
You heard me. But this is your time. This is not about John. This is about my buddy Billy.
Your buddy Billy.
You know, my buddy Billy. I'm so excited that you're back. Let's see. You've had a roller coaster of a year. And I know that you talked about a lot of stuff last night, so I don't want it to be repetitive. But for some people who were not there yesterday, just give a little insight on how you went from and how you found out about Richie being off the canvas to moving over to Genoa City as Billy Abbott.
How did you mean what happened?
Yeah, like how did you find out? You were obviously filming in All My Children, and then, I mean, you spent a month on the same two different soaps, which, you know, was pretty awesome, I heard you say. So tell me how you got the role of Billy Abbott while you were doing Richie Novak.
Well, it kind of worked like this. I got the news from Ms. Carruthers that I would no longer be working on All My Children, though they weren't quite sure of the end date. And like any other out-of-work actor, you pray your agents know what they're doing. They did, going through the breakdowns, and there was this opening for Young and the Restless. Put myself on tape, and I guess I made it through that cut. And then little did I know that Julie was good friends with Barbara Bloom, and they made phone calls for me. And then one of the writers on the show, Marla, used to work for All My Children, and she came across Young and the Restless, and she brought up my name. So I guess the name was coming up on different sides, which was great. And then I got asked to come down to test, which I did. And, you know, the room was easy because Peter Bergman was there and Elizabeth Hendrickson, both All My Children alums. And we just had fun. It was just a fun read. So it just kind of worked and everything clicked. And, you know, the role seemed accessible for me, so we had a lot of fun. I mean, that's pretty much what happened. We had a good time, and I think that showed and is showing. And I was lucky enough to get the job.
Well, I'm going to confess here. I'm a new watcher of Young and the Restless. I've never watched it hardly a day in my life. I grew up on ABC soaps, and there was so much buzz about Young and the Restless being, oh, the best soap in the world, and everybody was saying that you need to watch it, you need to watch it. And I've been catching episodes here and there, and, yeah, I like it. And I actually started watching it on a regular basis just this week. You know, I mean, I'm a newbie, so there's not a lot about it that I do know. But you're, for lack of a better word, I don't want to say the word that they used last night. So you're a gigolo, I'll say. How about that? It sounds better than
gigolo.
Man whore. Well, it sounds better than man whore. you know, as they were calling, as they said yesterday, you know, you're with a lot of women on the show, and tell me how you made that. Tell me the difference between Billy Abbott and Richie Novak. What do you like better, and what don't you like? Let's put it that way.
He gets laid.
Okay. Yeah, he's not chasing around.
The difference between Billy Abbott and Richie Novak, night and day.
Like?
Richie Novak had a chemical imbalance, and among other things. And I guess the way they're similar, they both seem to be egocentric. They both start with their id and work outward, and Richie was just... I think Richie might be Billy if Billy didn't have a good family. I don't know. Richie was just a bad guy. He'd do anything, kill anybody, threaten anyone. If he couldn't beat him physically, he'd beat him mentally, and he didn't have any morals. Actually, Billy Abbott is a character based in morality. He just seems to bend it at times to fit his will. So, I mean, the worst Billy's done is sleep with his brother's ex when that same brother slept with Billy's mother when she was still married to his father. It's a very weird show. Everybody's
little incestuous.
That's soap opera, though.
And the family thing going on. Where do you think Billy's notorious selfishness emanates from?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What did you say?
I said, where do you think Billy's notorious selfishness emanates from?
Well, remember that old commercial? The drug, the anti-drug commercial. We're just going to do this. I learned it from watching you. That Jack is pretty much Billy's father figure, and look at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where does it emanate from? What's he surrounded by? Jill's his mother. Jack's his brother slash father figure. He's a rich kid with too much access. And you know, yeah, the whole Mac thing, getting. Find out she's your cousin, and then finding out she's not your cousin. I mean, it's a little bit much even for Dr. Phil. So it's kids got problems.
Right. So do you think that they have the character Billy just as a standard issued cad, or do you think he's really searching for something deeper in the numerous trysts with whatever woman crosses his path?
There's no such thing as a standard issue cad. There's no such thing as a bad guy. If you're playing a bad guy or a cad, you're not doing your job. Let's put it this way, no one really thinks that they're a bad person, no matter what they're doing. They justify it. everyone's looking for whatever it is that's going to make them happy. That's, you know, basically motivates every human on Earth. Billy's no different. Billy doesn't know what he's looking for. He just basically goes on impulse and what feels right at the time. He thinks the Mac thing will fix him, getting back with Mac and then researching, revisiting that relationship. But that was in high school at a time when no one's an adult and they believe they are. I'm sure you also thought you knew everything in high school and wanted to find out that you didn't know a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Billy's at.
Mm. Well, as I mean, you're new to the soap thing. This is your second role, and it's definitely not your job as to project what the writing staff would do. But where would you want to see Billy go?
You know, I still like the original comparison to Jack. I think it would be interesting to see if Billy follows in Jack's footsteps. Or if he deviates, you know, Jack by all accounts, is, I guess, as you would put, a cad, but he also has a sense of family obligation, you know, morality. That seems to be where Billy's wanting. But it is interesting to see the parallels between those two. I wouldn't mind seeing the temptation of Billy by Jack. And that's not in such a sinister sense, but, you know, the two brothers maybe having to do something more sinister than a takeover Jabot, but are more pressing, if that is, you know what I mean? I think I like to explore that.
Okay.
Because as much as we play with these family relations, there hasn't – Billy and Jack haven't been tested to, you know, have each other's back for something very serious. That would be fun to see.
Okay. Well, you know, I need to mention that for everyone that's in the chat room, Billy is actually going to be going on Rock the Soap Cruise number 2 in March. Tell me how Mr. Guinea roped you into that one.
He called and said that I'm going, and that's the end of the conversation.
Oh, he's going to just kick your ass if you don't go, right?
Well, you know, his wife is a good friend of mine, obviously, from all my children, and he became a drinking buddy in New York. So how do you say no to your drinking buddy?
You know, I'll tell you, Billy, I was on the cruise in March with all of them, and it's the best time you'll ever have. I mean, honest to God, the best time. Now,
great things. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. The fan interaction is completely unbelievable, and it's not overwhelming to the actors, I think. I think a lot of them were very pleased at the fact that a lot of the fans, you know, although you're there to mingle, they backed off when they needed to back off and give privacy where privacy is due. And it was just a wonderful, wonderfully planned trip. And we had a great time. I mean, a really, really great time.
Very good.
Now,
no,
have
I'm
you been assigned to do something yet?
Bob has not mandated my obligations yet, but I'm sure he will as time approaches. He's going to be limited in scope as I don't know if I'm quite as talented as some of the other crew members, but we'll find out soon. I can make a hell of a Jack and Coke.
Oh, well, we can throw you behind the bar. That's okay. Do you know how to sing?
Only if you want me to clear. Yeah, I can sing when it's 1:30 in the morning. It's last call. I mean, people get out of the bar.
That's
I start singing.
Yeah, we can do that. So I could see him putting you and Lizzie up for karaoke. Lizzie did karaoke in March.
Why? She can sing.
Oh, yeah, but he put her up for karaoke.
Let me tell you a little story. I basically grew up in a church as my grandfather was a preacher. And his way of getting the congregation to sing was like, look, I can't sing. I'm going to sing. Unless you want to hear me, I suggest you sing louder. Well, I was in the front row. I was 7 or 8 years old, you know, close to the front row, you know, where all the blue hairs sit. And I'm singing. Got the Holy Spirit running through me. I got the gospel going. I'm doing my little thing. And the blue hairs turned around and said, honey, just mouth the words. They were right. But it's been the same ever since. And I don't sing.
Oh my gosh! Well, then I can definitely. I'm gonna recommend that you do karaoke then.
Fine.
Recommend it. I'm gonna call Bob and tell him he has to put you on karaoke now. That's it. You're done.
I'm done. That's
you're done. You're done. Either that, or we can have you go up and do the acting part, which was quite fun, where they gave Michael Knight did that. He got to take a fan up on the stage and act out a scene with Aidan Turner, and him and Aidan Turner actually lock lips for a minute or so on the
board. I'm sure that's not the first time for Aidan.
Well, you know what? In their defense, this one was at like 12:30 a.m., and there was quite a few drinks mulling around because we had open bar that night. So that's in their defense.
Fine.
It was good. We had a really great time. So I'm excited that you're going. I was really happy that they got you to go. And I think you and Lizzie's presence there and with your fan base, because, you know, you two, I'm still doing my research on your characters and the connections and stuff, but you have a huge fan base with her.
Well, she's great. I pretty much just ride on her coattails. That's pretty much how that works.
Well, I don't think so, because I think it's a mutual effort as far as your fans are concerned. Do you know, Blog Talk Radio, you know, there's many, many shows on Blog Talk, and there is a show dedicated specifically to your character and hers called Chili Radio?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're... I got lucky with that pairing. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you definitely have a great fan base, but this radio station dedicates shows to you. It's like every couple of nights they do nothing but discuss your character. So you guys definitely have it going on. So the fact that you two will be on it, I'm sure you'll have a lot of your fans on board.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready to go to the phones there, Buddy Billy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Here we go. Area code 718. You're on the phone with Billy Miller. What's your name? Hello, 718. Oh, here we go. Because you blew out my switchboard. I just want you to know that. Let's see. Let's try. Well, not that one. 718, where are you? 718, last chance. Okay, you're done. We're going to go to area code 209. Okay, I don't know what's going on with my switchboard. I apologize. Let's go here to area code 773.
Is that me, Joanne?
Oh, hi. How are you? Say hi to Billy Miller.
Hi, Mr. Miller. Mr.
How
Billy.
Are you?
How
me.
Are you?
I'm
thank
well.
You, Joanne.
How are you?
Well, happy to be talking to on Stardish with a guest. May I ask you a question?
I think so.
How did you like being killed off from all my children? And now I'm understanding you're playing a respectably nice guy. I don't get Channel 2 that well, so I'm not a big fan of CBS.
Gotcha.
Even with my digital converter box.
How did I enjoy getting killed off of all my children? You know,
in
the beginning,
a bad
it was
kind
of like, great, what I do now. I enjoyed the role. I had a great time there, but you know, obviously it was time to move on, and I was lucky enough to jump on with these nice folks here at CBS. And, you know, it's a completely different role, a lot of fun, great folks.
Did you mind playing a bad guy, or did you have fun with
no,
it?
No, bad guys are the most fun.
That's what I hear.
You know, I can you can be a nice guy in your regular life. You really can't be a bad guy without going to jail. So I got to do all that without suffering the consequences.
Would it make you? Yeah. One more thing. Would it make you feel any better if I told you when I was watching? I think it was Port Charles, when they were into all the different 13 weeks, the vampires, the one that played Joshua said he was getting so evil, he said, oh, please, I knew I had to be killed off. He was such a good sport about it. But like you say, I guess you have a lot of fun playing I guess it's fun to play a bad guy and you don't have to pay the consequences in real life.
This is true.
So I'm glad you have something nice on a fun... I don't get to watch it that well.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully that can be fixed. But yeah, I'm having a great time there. Great time here, excuse me.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the call, Rita.
Thanks, Joanne. Thanks
okay.
for letting...
Bye.
Okay. I see all these hands popping up. Area code 424. You're on the phone with Billy Miller.
Hi, Billy.
Hello.
This is Ash.
What's going on?
Nothing much, boo. So, my question is, basically, I really didn't think of one, so I'm going to try to go slow. What happened to Billy Swagger? Billy had a lot of swagger when he first came on the show, and lately, I don't know what I'm doing it lately. I love Billy, but at the same time, like, I was loving him more earlier. Like, this version, I'm not, well, we call him Liam, the girls and I. Because there's Liam and there's Billy. Liam is kind of this person who, I don't know, Billy's coming back, though. Like, slowly but surely, he's coming around on Billy. We call him the great Billy Abbott. So we love him. But, like, seriously, what's up with that? I mean, I know you, I read you like the writing now. What's going on? So, but, like, what's appealing to you about this writing that wasn't appealing to you before about the other?
Well, you know, when Billy first got there, he was all about the, he was about the swagger. He didn't have anything grounded. Now that Max in the picture, I think he's trying to mind his P's and Q's, which pretty much castrates your swagger. However, that's Billy's fallback when things go wrong, so I'm sure it's not going to be all roses forever. So hold tight. I'm sure the swagger will come right back, like Bad Elvis in sequins.
It's not that. I'm sorry to go on, but it's not that so much. It's that he seemed deep. He had this, you know, this great guy thing, but it's not so much that he's coming back with Mac. He's showing some of the swag, but, like, kind of that whole, doing the whole, you know, sharing the whole fall down, finally got to deal with his, and, you know, all of that. He just kind of went downhill, and yes, he's coming back, but it was really rough, you know, going through that. I mean, but I read you enjoyed that type of, you know, that writer. So what exactly do you as an actor enjoy about that, actually?
I hate to say this, but I couldn't quite understand what you asked me.
It's okay. I speak fast. I'm going to slow it down. What exactly as an actor do you enjoy about playing, you know, that kind of downward spiral that Billy went on?
Well, I mean, that's the whole fun part. When things are all great, what fun is that? When things are going your way, it's kind of boring. it's easy to walk in and smile and say, hey, my life is wonderful. Yours sucks. That's unfortunate. It's the melodrama that people watch. So and that's what's fun to play. So, you know, I don't have a brother, nor would I sleep with his wife or ex-wife. But I got to experience that playing this game, you know. It's fun to feel these outlandish events, you know, and not have to pay the consequences. That's, I think, why we all get into acting.
Oh, well, thank you for answering my question. I just want to say I live in California, so I totally agree with what you were saying about Cali drivers, how they suck. So I was like, oh, my God, I love them because they really do suck. So thank you for answering my question. And I'm just to let you know, I'm a Lil and Billy fan, so I love both you guys again. I love you apart. Have a good one.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Oh, wow. You know, the one thing I love about you, Billy, is that you are like a true Southern gentleman.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
You make me feel old, but you're a true Southern gentleman.
Ma'am comes out. It's all about respect.
I know. All right, we're going to go here to 3-2-1. You're on the phone with Billy. 3-2-1.
Hey, Joanne Stein.
Hi, Di.
Hi, how are you?
Hello,
hi, Billy.
Di.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now I completely forgot what I wanted to say. How about that? First of all, Giovanni said hi. He was going to try and get on here, but he wasn't quite home yet. He just called me a little while ago. You remember
Giovanni,
right?
Great guy.
Yes. Oh, I know. I love him. And we missed you at Paws this year. Sorry you weren't there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a little difficult. It was during the week, and I was fortunate enough to have a job, so...
Yeah, well, yeah, the job is pretty important. That helps out.
My landlord
anyway,
thinks so.
Your landlord appreciates you paying the rent, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm glad that you got picked up right away with Y&R because I don't know if you remember me telling you last year when I saw you at Paws that I don't watch any other shows basically than All My Children that you were on it. And since you moved, I have to watch Y&R now.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, ma'am.
And, by the way, you're the only one that can get away with calling me that. Thank you.
That's a good one, girl.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's kind of a win-win because people either think that you're polite as you're trying to be, or they get upset and they slap you. And, you know, I can deal with that from a pretty woman.
No, you called me that last year, too, and I was like, okay, you can say it. Nobody else is going to try.
It is funny how everybody associates the word man with, like, old lady, though, you got to admit.
Well, that's because I am older than him. That's why.
Well, so am I, but I'm not an old lady.
I know. Anyway, I think you're doing a great job on there, and I was sorry that you left AMC, that they really did a lousy job with you, but I'm glad that you got picked up right away. I knew it wouldn't take too long.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know if they did a lousy job. I think we fulfilled what that character was written to do, so.
Yeah, but I like it when you're evil. I'm sorry.
Need a villain.
Yeah.
You know, it's always more fun to be the villain.
Of course,
so,
and you were doing a good job at it.
Yeah, every story needs one, that's for sure.
I know. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know if you remember the pin I heard you talk about last night, and that was very cute. But you said you were wearing it when you got called into Julie's office?
Yes, I definitely remember the pin. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just thought it was funny. I didn't think that you were going to keep wearing it, and I'm sorry if they didn't appreciate it.
I definitely appreciate that. It was hilarious.
Okay. All right, well, I don't want to tie up the line. I just wanted to say hello and let you know that Giovanni said hello and that we missed you. And if you go to his event out there in October in L.A., maybe I'll be coming out there. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But he's going
to
have another one out there. All right, well, thanks and take care, Bill. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Joanne.
All right, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So she made you a pin that said Richie was framed. That's cute. All right, let's go over here to area code. Oh, here we got 718 back. Area code 718, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Area code 718.
Hi, how are you?
Fine,
well,
how are you? What's your name?
My name is George, and I was a fan of Billy's in New York, all my children.
Okay.
I met him at the studio in Prohibition. I don't know if you remember Billy with Bob Guinea.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Last June.
Okay. Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm coming along. I just wanted to ask. I think you're a very good actor, and I wanted to know, they say that many actors and actresses bring their own personality into the acting, and I wanted to know, which do you think is more like you, Billy on Y&R or Richie on All My Children?
I would imagine that everybody brings a bit of themselves into their work. I mean, it's the only way you're able to filter reality, so that's your only real perspective. You know, I don't know who I'm more like. I don't, you know, kill people and
okay.
Again, I don't really sleep with family members, significant others, but.
No, but your attitude, like the mood, like, you know, he snaps every so often, and the way he's, like, frightening when he gets mad, like, are you like that in real life, or are you,
You know, I guess my mom will say that, my dog is running around the house like a madman. She's like, yeah, I recognize the angry guy when I lose my temper. I think if you can't fake angry. So maybe that's the closest I am to either one of those characters when there's an angry scene. That
yeah.
makes sense.
Well, you guys, you know, really cheer me up. You know, I have a lot going on in my life. And when I watch the soaps, it really, even though I am a guy, I'm in my mid-20s. And I really cheers me up. It brings me to a totally different world. So I try to support you guys any way I can. I can't always afford to go on these big, expensive cruises, but...
Oh, I'm with you. Neither can I. So
I'd love to go.
I appreciate you just watching, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I really enjoy them, and I want you to know that, and that you bring a lot of, you know, happiness, all you guys, to my life.
Aww. I really appreciate that. Thank you. That's very kind of you to say, and I hope to continue to deliver.
Well, you know, as far as the cruise goes, for a lot of people it's really expensive, but you know what? If you go to rockthesoap.com and join the VIP fan club, it'll show you when and where contests are going to be so you can win the cruise. So just keep going back, join the message board, join the fan club. It's all free, and this way you'll get updates on what's going on because there's going to be a ton of contests to win a cruise for you and another passenger. So just keep checking it out.
Yes, okay, I'll do that. I go to the studio every so often, and I just sit there sometimes, and I wait for, you know, either Cameron to come out or Melissa, and they're all just very nice to me and welcoming, and I really appreciate it, you know, and
okay.
It really makes me feel good.
Well,
yeah, they're great
I'm sure
people.
They
tell
appreciate
them hello.
It.
Oh, sure. And please, if you see, oh, God, now I'm a mental block now. What's her name? The Babe, who played Babe? Alexa Haven.
Alexa Haven.
Yeah, if you see them, could you give them my regards, Billy?
For sure. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It was very nice talking to you, and have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of contests that Bob is helping them put together for people who, you know, really necessarily can't afford to go on the cruise. There's a lot of incentives and discounts and stuff. So they just keep going to rockthesoap.com, and they could probably just win a trip. People really do win because I met the winners last year, in March, rather. So it really does work, people. Go try it.
That's great.
I have a question from Brandon. He wants to know, how are you enjoying working for Paul Roush, who is notorious for being tough on especially his younger actors? Is he exactly what you never knew you always wanted in a producer?
Paul's a great guy. Actually, I have a lot of fun with Paul. He's old school New York. You know, he's an old school guy. I grew up with that sort of mentality. It's, you know, you should, and I came up in the bar business too. My best friends and I, when we worked at each other, we'd yell at each other and call, you know, say the nastiest things in the world, in the heat of working. That's because A, we all cared about our jobs and what's happening. And B, we knew that we could trust each other not to cry about it. If things are too rough, I mean, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Paul comes from that school, and I respect that. Paul's been great with me and for me. If there's something I need to work on, he voices that opinion. If there's something I disagree with, he'll talk to me about it. But I'd say 100% of the time we've seen eye to eye, and you know, I've had many conversations with him on and off set, and it's great to work. I mean, the same thing with Jeannie Cooper. It's great to work with someone who's had this much experience and can tell you how things used to be and how they are now and how they've changed and affected their lives and their profession and their career, and how that might augment your life as you keep going. I mean, you know, I hope to have a career that long.
Right. Yeah.
And I've learned from him tremendously, and again, I really enjoy the challenge. I like it when someone's heated up. If they want to yell at me, great, bring it. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I can yell back too. And it doesn't come out of some place where it's, you know, someone just wants to hear themselves talk. It's because he still cares. You know, I mean, but the man's in his 80s. I wouldn't cross him. So, and he respects. He's a guy's guy. He respects guys. And fortunate to grow up that way. So hope that answers the question.
I think it did, dear. I do think it did. I think he'll be very pleased. We're going to go over here to area code 708. 708, you're on the phone with Billy Miller. What's your name?
Hey, this is Becky, the host of Chili Radio. What's up, Joanne?
What's up?
Hi, Becky.
Hey, Billy.
Say hi to Billy.
I talked to Billy yesterday, but I just wanted to say thank you for giving our show a mention. We have it dedicated to Chloe and Billy, and it's all about celebrating them as a couple, so I appreciate you mentioning that on the show. So I want to say thank you for that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I really do want to go on this cruise, but it's so expensive. You know, everyone keeps talking about the cruise and how much fun it is, and I would love to go, and especially since You know, Billy, you're going to be on there with Elizabeth Hendrickson. And as a Chloe and Billy fan, I feel like I should be there. But, you know, money's tight, you know. So we'll see if I can get on there.
Money's tight for everyone. And honestly, the way that we looked at it last year, we only had a set amount of time to promote that cruise for March, you know, not even 6 months. So this year, they announced it early enough so people could start saving if they could. And if not, you know, that's totally understandable. That's why Bob and his team are coming up with all these contests and stuff like that. But also, what I did, honestly, to go on the cruise, my aunt gave it to me as a 40th birthday present. I mean, I'm not turning 40 till December of this year, but she gave it to me then. You know what I mean? So it's a good way to, you know, somebody's going to get you a present, you know, your halfsies. And then, you know, once you start recommending friends and referring people, there's a way that you get $50 off for each person that, you know, uses your name in a little refer box. So there's plenty of ways that, you know, that can make it happen if you can try, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been trying to get the other Chloe and Billy fans all together so we can all go together and refer each other and get the price knocked down. That's what I've been trying to do. So hopefully if they're listening to this, maybe we can get them to do that because it would be good if we could all, you know, meet up on the cruise and hang out and get the price knocked down for the referral. Well, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I'm sure Billy and Elizabeth would appreciate to have all their fans on board.
Yep, that's
good. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I can say I definitely understand the money thing. I mean, this is a difficult time in the economy, so there's, you know, I'm all for promoting what we're trying to do. At the same time, I don't think anybody should feel pressured into anything ever, right? Especially not right now. But, you know, if you're able to come up with it and it's comfortable within your budget, we're gonna have a great time. If it's not, man, there's going to be many more. There's next year.
That's right.
I relax. I mean, there's GM just went under. Come on, guys. We've got some serious issues out there. But again, if this is something you're able to do, we're gonna have a good time. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely try, and I'll definitely tell all the Chloe and Billy fans out there to go because I think it would be great if we could all hang out with you and Elizabeth and. You know, you could just hang out with your fans, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. So hopefully we can
make
that happen.
Yes, ma'am, I agree.
All right, well, it was great talking to you again, Billy, and thanks, Joanne, for letting me on, and thanks for bringing up our show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, darling. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's the Financial Times is definitely a difficult one. That's why I'm so glad that they're, you know, moving forward with a lot of these discount programs that they're working on. So,
yeah.
You know, because in the end, too, this is all about supporting the soaps and trying to keep them alive with the actors. You know what I mean? Try to keep that family thing since you never got to go to Super Soap Weekend, which was, in my opinion, at that time, was the best thing since sliced bread because you got to mingle and mix with a lot of daytime fans. And, you know, but at the same time, you only got like a minute or two with, you know, your favorite or whatever, a picture here, a picture there, that's it. But this is so much different, so much more intimate and so worth it if you can do it, you know. Definitely no pressure in it, though.
I do agree.
All right, let's go here to area code 713. You're on the phone with the amazing Billy Miller.
Hello.
Hi, what's
hello.
Your name?
Oh, hi, this is Al.
Hi.
Yeah, just Al, A-L. I'm a girl. Hi, nice to meet you. Can I call you Mr. Miller? Just so I don't get confused when I'm talking about, like, Billy B.A., Billy Abbott, and I don't know.
You can call me Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Love the Janet Jackson reference. But anyways, first and foremost, I just want to say that I absolutely adore you as Billy Abbott. I really do. And I'll probably say this before, and I hope I don't turn groupie, but... yeah, I absolutely adore you. I do. I don't know what else to say. And I guess also about this cruise thing, because I'm kind of interested in it, but, like, how far in advance do you know, like, who's going and all the details about it? Because I was, like, straight up upset when I found out that Mr. Miller was going to be on the cruise, and I was like, oh, crap, I don't know if I can fit in my schedule. I was just so upset because I was like, if he's going to be there, I need to be there.
Well, all the details for the cruise are on rockthesoap.com.
Right.
And everybody that's going is on there.
Okay. But so, like, how far in advance do they, like, figure out the situation?
Billy, when did we – do you remember when they announced it? I mean, it wasn't that long ago where
Again,
the additions were added
tell
on.
You, Bob's a friend of mine. He called me. I was in between – I mean, I was living out of boxes still in this apartment. He said, you're coming on this date. I said, great, whatever you need. Just I got to go. Let me know. That's pretty much how that worked.
Yeah.
Bob's a friend. Oh. So if he says I'm doing it, I'm doing it. That's the extent of what I know is going on.
Well,
I know that sounds horrible, but it's not meant to be.
That's okay. I believe the list, the actual list came out in May. In the beginning of May is when it was, I think, finalized, because everyone who's going on the cruise was on it in March, and the new additions to the cruise is Billy Miller, Tyler Christopher, and Rick Hurst.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just asking, but, yeah, so, I mean, if I can make it next year, and if Mr. Miller will be there, then I would most definitely have to, like, total that in, you know, start saving
money. Oh, absolutely.
But anyway, I do have a question for you, Mr. Miller.
I probably have an answer.
Okay, that's great. So I guess my question has to go back to the show. And I just want to know, like, how do you feel about, I guess, the progression of your character from where he was at the beginning to where he is now? Like, you know, he's married, he has a baby, you know, his first love, Mac, has come back into his life. Like, were you expecting all of that when you first signed on, or how did that progress?
Well, just judging from my recent knowledge of how soaps work, and then seeing how deeply related this character was to everyone on the show, I realized there was going to be a lot of melodrama.
I figured that these guys were either going to work me to death or I wasn't going to last very long. I'm glad that it worked out this way. You know, I enjoy being bounced around like a beach ball. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. And I just want to also touch on the fact, like, well, for me, this is something that's kind of irking me as a viewer, but, like, there was never a paternity test done on baby D. And I, for one, am not completely sure about, you know, who her father is. So I want to know, do you really and truly think that's Billy's child, or do you think that there's a possibility for an opening?
There was a paternity test. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, on Kane, but not on Billy.
Well, the deal was that paternity test was it couldn't rule Kane out because it had to be either him. Somebody either had to be this guy or a sibling, me being the sibling.
Right.
So,
but there are, new recent developments, though.
Well, unless it was Jack who did it, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, okay. And also, I have another, I guess, question, kind of like going back to what I think a previous caller kind of touched on, but, you know, just like, I guess, the down spiral of Billy Abbott, because I absolutely love and adore him as a character. But, yeah, it seemed like as soon as he got settled with a wife and a child, everything just went downhill for him.
Well,
and I don't think he could
be
married. Huh?
Well, downhill, what do you mean downhill? Maybe I'm having a hard time.
Like, he was happy. He, you know, like you said, had hella swag. He had sex appeal just oozing off of him. And now he's just so sad all the time. I'm like, oh, my poor B.A.
Well, you know, the old Maxim, growing up's a bitch. I don't know what to tell you. Billy's got his case of get a reality. I imagine things will go back to that direction, but it takes a lot of getting used to fatherhood and marriage and or the lack thereof. So
yeah, I have another question too. I'm sorry, I keep asking more questions, but how do you feel about, well, for me, like, as a viewer watching the show as of now, like, I really want to see, like, Billy back in the boardroom, you know, like, telling people what to do, you know, potentially getting in some shady business dealings or something like that. So would you like to see your character do more of that?
I'd like to see him, you know, partner up with Jack on more equal footing, or, you know, go up against Victor. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it would, too. I was hoping that they would go somewhere with that, you know, because you did have a few scenes with Victor, and I was hoping that would play out a little more. Still fingers crossed, hoping to see some more of that. Oh, whatever. I'm sorry?
I said, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and before I go, I just want to let you know that you have a message board or like a fan site dedicated to you. Several of my online friends and I got together, and it's called Genuinely Miller, and it's for like all your fans, so like all things Billy Miller, all things Billy Abbott, you know, that we talk about. Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that you are loved and we love you. So.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's very flattering.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll let you get to other callers. So have a blessed and wonderful evening.
You too, ma'am.
All right. Have
Bye.
A good night. Bye. And for those of you that weren't in Neville's chat room yesterday, I think we need to just reiterate the fact that Billy does not have a Facebook.
Can you believe that? Oh, Facebook? Well,
I couldn't believe that.
I think my job is to do my job, not to promote myself. I think Facebook is a tool for me anyway. I mean, I definitely see it as a marketing tool and being geared towards that, obviously, especially since it seems you guys are going to take over Google or take on Google, but just a different conversation altogether. For me, it's more of a way like connect with would be to with old friends, that sort of a thing. I really appreciate the support I've received, but at the same time, it gets a little difficult. I've had my fair share of the quote unquote stalker sort of thing, and that's always disconcerting when you get to this sort of job. But
right.
You know, at the same time, you also don't want to disappoint. I think that me as a person is definitely far more boring, completely uninteresting, and why lift that curtain? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I was speaking with Beth Ellers last night, and she was praising you, saying how wonderful you were.
She's a great lady.
Yeah, she was amazing. We just talked, like, we went totally off topic and just started talking about so much than what people were asking, but she was definitely fantastic. And we started talking about the Facebook and the Twittering and the disconnect with the youth now, because nobody's held accountable, you know, to talk to someone face-to-face, because you're either emailing it or Twittering it or texting it or something like that. And she, too, said that she does not have, nor will she, do the Facebook, Twitter thing, because, you know, she's above and beyond not just a private person, but like you said, she's not into the whole self-promoting thing, kind of.
Thing. It's not my, it seems like it's to me. I know I have friends that in this business who do it, and I understand why it's a business thing, and maybe I'll suffer from it down the road, but come on, Twitter.
Twitter.
I spend the better part of my day trying to hide what I do from everybody else. What am I gonna say? I had a fat burger. I'm sitting on the toilet. What do you do? Why do people do this? I don't understand it. It's completely crazy. I'm not into Twitter, but I don't care, and to be inundated by somebody else's meaningless crap during the day. Give me a break. You know, read a book or something. Get off the damn computer. Just meet somebody. And that's the other thing. Right. You know, like on this cruise, when I meet everyone face-to-face, they know that they're getting me and not some sort of bogus answer.
Messages.
Me or somebody else typed up, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I know. I completely understand that. And I think that's great. That's the whole reason to do face-to-face events, and it brings back the intimacy of actually meeting someone. And that's kind of why I started this show, because there are a lot of people who can't get to those events for lack of money or whatever, and this is just another way for them to connect with their favorites. So that's why I'm so grateful to the actors that do come on and spend time taking the calls, because I know a lot of it can be, you know, redundant because you're repeating everything that you say basically to each one of them at one point or another, but it's so special to them to be able to, you know, hear your voice and your words say the answer to their question, you know, rather than read it in a paper or something like that. So, you know, that's how I do it.
Aside, it's, you can tell if someone's being genuine or not when you look them in the face. You can't over a electronic written page. So I'd rather spend my time as I see it wisely in that promotions than just not. It's just too easy to. I mean, hell, I started this game going through school to learn to be a writer and producer. I can BS with the best of them on a page. Maybe not the best. I'm not a politician. I can't do it face to face. So,
right.
And that's more meaningful to me also.
Right. Oh, I agree. Wholeheartedly, I agree with you there. Let's take another caller before I have to let you go. And we're going to go to area code 757. You're on the phone with the amazing Billy Miller.
Hey. Hi, Billy. This is Cheryl. How you doing?
How are you? I'm well.
I'm
thank
doing
you.
Good. I'm doing good. And I just want to let you know that I did see that you and Peter Bergman rocked the scenes when, you know, you had to confess that, you know, you slept with his wife.
Oh, he did a great job there, didn't he? That was
It was awesome. You guys rocked it together. And you could just see the regret on your face. And I just want to tell you, really good acting. Not like you're not all the time, but, you know, just it was just an awesome episode, I thought. I would like to see you. And I would love to see a dynamic, really, of maybe a storyline between, like, your brothers as far as, you know, Cain and Jack. I'm thinking that Neil Philip might be your brother too, but, you know, I'm just saying that. He might be gaining enough.
Right.
But I do like the dynamic between the brothers, and I would love to see more of that on the show. The question that I have for you is, what do you draw from emotionally when you're doing scenes, either regarding, like, you know, the story with Peter Bergman or with stories regarding your daughter? Where do you draw emotionally from to...
It all depends. I mean, all of us have. Well, we're on whatever I can say. We all have shit in our lives. Some people, I guess, maybe the most dramatic thing that's ever happened to them was Daddy didn't buy him a pony. People have the most horrific tales to tell, and. Really hard lies. I'm obviously somewhere in the middle, but you know, you. I think it's important to understand pain, and then and the reaction of that, and the consequences of pain, and your actions. So I guess I draw on that. You know, it's hopefully if you're an actor, you've lived some sort of interesting life. Otherwise, you're just pretty. Trying to avoid that.
Indeed. And I would just like to say that every time I hear you talk, and I've, you know, called and spoke with you before, you're just so, to me, you seem like approachable, like my next door neighbor I could just go and talk to. And I like that about you. And you're talking to someone, you seem really genuine, and you seem really nice and courteous to your fans. So, I mean, I'm a Twitter Alec all of a sudden, but, you know, he might not like the internet, but I like. You know,
that's not what I mean. I like it a lot. And as far as a personal thing, I think it's great. But when you start using it for business, especially when your business is you, it's I don't know. It kind of blurs the line for me. And then it's not as genuine. You know, if I spent as much time as some people promoting their business, maybe I'm not doing a good enough job. I should spend that time on the actual work.
Alrighty. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking. You keep up the good work, and I can't wait to see what comes up. I do like the dynamic now with you and Chloe, now that you have like a child together, and I do see the growth of the character. So do looking Great. Forward to good work for you on YNR, and you have a good night. And thank you so much, Sardish, for letting me call in. You have a good night as well.
Absolutely, you
thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I have to say, you have the nicest fans, too. They're very sweet and very polite, and they're just so nice.
I'm fortunate.
You are. You are. You're a fortunate guy, Bill.
I know that.
Well, how are you handling the move to Los Angeles? You making that okay?
Well, this is my second tour of L.A.
That's right. You were there first.
Years. So, yes, ma'am. I have a very good handle on L.A. It's a good city, you know.
Yeah, do you like New York better living there, or would you rather stay where you are?
It's 180 degrees, two different places. What one lacks, the other excels in. And I guess the most immediate difference is New York, if you actually want to feel like you're not renting the lifestyle, you're actually buying, owning the place. And I think that's very difficult to do and financially far away. I think in L.A., it's quite possible because it's more spread out to actually buy in to, I guess, what is the American dream, whatever that is now. But
Right.
Again, you know, I mean, home ownership isn't quite what it was cracked up to be, is it? But I don't know. It's New York is subways and taxis and 3.5 miles wide and moving and shaking. L.A. spread out and kind of still everybody for themselves sort of thing. You know, I appreciate both, and I've been lucky enough to work and live in both cities. I feel completely at home in either one of them, also in Austin, Texas. So I guess work will dictate where I end up.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, darling, our time has come to the end, and I have to say I really appreciate you coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me. I very appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I will be continuing to watch you on YNR because, you know, you do great things, and, you know what they say about the soap fans. They follow you everywhere. So.
I hope so, and I hope to I hope to deliver for them, and I do. I don't take that lightly. I do appreciate being here and that responsibility.
Absolutely. Well, to everyone, say thank you to the amazing Billy Miller. Darling, I will, if not talk to you soon, definitely see you on that cruise. And
yes,
it'll
ma'am.
Be a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
All right, honey. Have a great night.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Billy Miller, everybody, thank you, thank you. He is an amazing, amazing guy. Let's see, tomorrow night, comedian Paul Ryan. If any of you guys are Desperate Housewives fans, do any of you watch Desperate Housewives in the chat room? If you do, you'll know who this man is. He did a guest starring role on Desperate Housewives as Bruce. The man who played, who got too much plastic surgery, and among other things. Please check him out tomorrow. He is a wonderful, wonderful comedian. He's a host. He's interviewed every star imaginable, and he's going to come and talk about all his interviews that he's done. He's interviewed Jay Leno and Johnny Carson, everybody that you could think of, he's done an interview with. So I'm excited about having him on the show tomorrow to hear some stories, and it's definitely going to be good. Monday, Joe Manganiello from One Tree Hill will be with me at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you come back for him. Then on the 25th, Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court will be with me. So make sure you come back for that. Judge Lynn Toler is going to be coming on to talk about, other than take calls from the fans, she'll be dishing out some financial advice and how to, you know,
manage, you know, your finances in such a rough, rough time. Yes, Owen from Tree Hill. He'll be with me Monday. I can't say his name for nothing. Sorry. That last name. But he'll be with me at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you come back, Rach 29. All of you who have not joined the Stardust Radio group on Facebook, please do so. And you can find Stardust Radio on Twitter as well and stardustradio.com. I see all of you saying good night. Good night to all of you in the chat room. It's been another great, great night. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you. Scott Clifton, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Scott Clifton. How can I forget my buddy Scott? Scott Clifton from One Life to Live and formerly of General Hospital will be with me tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you guys cannot listen to it live, you can always, always download it on iTunes and throughout the Internet archives at stardustradio.com. You're welcome. Don't forget, check out stardustradio.com and sign up for the email news alerts.